Hello everybody, so welcome to my channel. I'm George from Ireland. 2 days ago marked the 30th anniversary of the murder of Stephen Lawrence. So it was a case that really convulsed the United Kingdom because Stephen Lawrence was only 18 years old when he was waiting for a bus with a friend in Eltham, London, and he was approached by a gang of white boys, and these white teenagers subjected Mr. Lawrence and his friend to some racist taunts before stabbing Stephen Lawrence to death. Well, Stephen Lawrence, he managed to wrestle free, run some distance, and then collapse, heavily bleeding. 999 numbers called. So he was with his friend at the time, who came within an inch of death himself, Duane Brooks, who managed to wrestle free. And had he not done so, presumably he would have been murdered like Stephen Lawrence. And they were there just minding their own business, a completely unprovoked attack. And because of the racist insults that were expectorated at them in the immediate time before the attack, the lead up to this murder, presumably the motive was racist. So that was it. He was rushed to hospital, but I'm not sure he was even survived. He was pronounced dead later that night. So then... there are obviously lots of murders in the United Kingdom. In those days, there were roughly 800 murders a year. There's a particularly high-profile one. Anyway, the police, they got a garbled account of what happened. They turned up, and they initially treated Duane Brooks as a suspect when he was another victim. And okay, he hadn't actually been stabbed, but he came very close to it. He'd seen his friend murdered right in front of his eyes. Now, in the police's defense, perhaps there's some garbled message that, okay, there was a black victim and the perpetrator was white, was black, was what? Anyway, obviously, Duane Brooks is totally innocent. Nobody thinks that there's the remotest suspicion on him anymore. So there are various phone calls about who did it. People in the area phoned up. There were Dick Barton, so to say, just members of the public who wanted to help the police. A number of suspects were identified: Gary Dobson, Neil Acourt, and his brother Jamie Acourt, Luke Knight, and David Norris. So the police prepared a case against them, but they had no DNA evidence, no fingerprints. I'm not sure they recovered the murder weapon. Now, one of the suspects was the nephew of a notorious gangster, but the defense would say, well, that's neither here nor there. That's guilt by association. It is not a crime to be the nephew of a gangster. That is just does not probative of guilt, is not suggestive of guilt remotely, which indeed is true. But the police didn't feel that they had amassed probative evidence. Of course, that could emerge any time in the future, decades into the future. So this gang, they've been involved in a number of racist assaults of black people in South London. Oh, and they attack whites as well, but less frequently. Considering the black community was quite a small minority of the population in the area, they were disproportionately attacked by these five boys. And I say boys, they're all aged 14 to 16. And there were even stabbings in South London that were suspected this gang committed, though that's actually never been proven. Anyway, so the Metropolitan Police decided they had not got enough evidence to justify going forward with the prosecution. Well, because you know, they had some eyewitness evidence, an identity parade. Neil Acourt was picked out, and so on. But eventually, it was ultimately the Crown Prosecution Service to say, despite the police charge, they would not be proceeding because the chance of securing conviction was low, because the threshold for a conviction is high, particularly for murder. We need virtual certainty. Probably is never good enough in the case of murder. So it was a cause célèbre, but the police mustn't be pressurized into manufacturing evidence when they just don't have it. And I don't think anyone suggested they do that in this case. The Lawrence family decided to go ahead with a private prosecution, despite being advised that they did not have strong enough evidence. So Michael Mansfield, QC, the famous left-wing barrister, he worked for free. So David Norris and Jamie Acourt had the charges against them dropped, but they went ahead, and eventually the court said that the identification by Duane Brooks should not be depended upon, and so on. So the trial was eventually discontinued. So the Stephen Lawrence family were bitterly disappointed. Anyway, they didn't get legal aid. So then many pressure groups got involved in this, and indeed the Daily Mail newspaper, which is not known as a politically correct one, they famously did a headline in 1997, "Murderers," identifying these four youths and claiming that they'd murdered Stephen Lawrence, and said, if we're wrong, okay, take out a libel action. Anyway, the Labour government was swept to office in May 1997, Tony Blair as Prime Minister. So then he impaneled an inquiry under Mr. McPherson, or sorry, Sir Ian McPherson, a retired High Court judge, a former officer in the Scots Guards. The McPherson report looked into this and said there'd been unwitting prejudice. There were not racist laws as such, but the police hadn't taken into account the experiences of various ethnic minority communities interacting with the police and so on. The investigation mishandled. And then he very contentiously suggested that the double jeopardy rule be abolished after many centuries. That's to say, if you're charged with the murder of Stephen Lawrence and acquitted, you could never, ever again be charged with the murder of Stephen Lawrence. You could be charged with the murder of somebody else, but not the Stephen Lawrence one. So the prosecution have got one shot at it. But he said this would only be relaxed if compelling new evidence comes forward. It can't be something trifling. Now, there have been various reasons for saying, no, the prosecution have only got one chance, because otherwise an acquittal is never definitive, and people go ahead with prosecutions when they knew their cases were feeble, saying, we failed this time, we can have another go at it, things like that. Anyway, moreover, everybody's prejudiced. So Imran Khan was a solicitor for the Lawrence family, not the guy who became Prime Minister of Pakistan, a different Imran Khan, and not the Conservative MP. So this solicitor, Imran Khan, he even said that the defendants of this case could not have a fair trial, having been acquitted once before. So the Criminal Justice Act came in 2003, and that changed the double jeopardy rule, said that you could be tried again for the same offence, but only in the case of certain felonies, including murder, manslaughter, kidnapping, rape, armed robbery, supply of drugs, and so forth. But only if the Director of Prosecutions and the Court of Appeal gave leave. So anyway, there was a cold case review, and Gary Dobson and David Norris were charged with this crime. Now, so Gary Dobson had been acquitted originally. David Norris, his prosecution had not been proceeded with. So Dobson was already imprisoned for drug dealing. I mean, most of the gang had had numerous brushes of the law since. In the end, David Norris and Gary Dobson were both found guilty. In 2011. However, they got relatively lenient sentences because, of course, they were minors at the time. They could only be awarded sentences based on the minors they were at the time of the murder and not the adults they were by the time that the prosecutions went ahead. Dobson having been 17 and Norris was 16 at the time of the murder, which is why they were given 12 years each. And I think they're out now. So that's it. So what was really groundbreaking was the way Ian McPherson, he came up with he popularized the concept of institutional racism, which had been around for a number of decades, saying that not all individual Metropolitan Police officers are racist, and some of them are, but unwittingly, you know, this is subconscious, they don't want to be racist, but they are, accidentally, and so on. And more must be done to win the confidence of the Black community in particular. But here we are so many years later, over 20 years later, and you know, not that much has changed. We're told that they're really racialist even now. So Stephen Lawrence had an ambition to be an architect, and the Royal Institute of British Architects, they've named the Stephen Lawrence Prize in his honour. There's a Stephen Lawrence memorial where he was killed, but that was later vandalised, presumably by white racists. I mean, his mother, Doreen Lawrence, she was later ennobled as Baroness Lawrence. He's a Labour peer. All right, so that is... the significance of the Stephen Lawrence case. Thank you for watching.